Your guest speaker for today is John Grubb.
We are so happy you have decided to join us today as we study God's Word. We're talking about basic facts of the faith. We're talking about things that we must know in order to go to heaven. And so they're very important to every person who is listening to this program today. In the first part of this lesson, we're talking about why we believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And we're discussing His resurrection. Just about everybody in this world, just about every historian, believes that Jesus lived on this earth almost 2,000 years ago, that He died on the cross, and that He was buried. But not everyone believes that He rose from the dead. And because there was an empty tomb 3 days after Jesus died on the cross, people must explain why that tomb was empty if Jesus did not really rise from the dead. And so we have been discussing those particular points in our study together. Some say that Jesus did not really die, but that He just fainted. But the centurion made it very clear that Jesus actually died on the cross and told that to Pilate. Then others said that they buried Jesus in a tomb that the women could not find 3 days later. But the women observed where Jesus was laid, according to Mark chapter 15 and verse 47. Others then say that Jesus' disciples stole the body. But it is not possible that the disciples stole the body of Jesus. Soldiers were guarding the tomb. The disciples would not be able to get past them to get to the body. Later, the disciples boldly said that Jesus had rose from the dead. They were even willing to die for the cause of the resurrected Christ. Would they be willing to do that if they knew they had stole the body of Christ? After Jesus died, they were discouraged because they thought their hopes were ended. They had forgotten the promise that Jesus had made concerning the resurrection. They did not steal the body to cause the tomb to be empty. Then another theory that is proposed is that the enemies of Jesus stole the body. But why would the enemies of Jesus steal His body? They had guards to keep the body of Jesus from being stolen. Now, they did have the opportunity to steal the body of Jesus since they placed the guards there to guard the tomb. But why would they want to do that? They would not have any reason for doing that. Later, this is the story the guards were given money to tell, as recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verses 11 through 15. Here's what Matthew says concerning that. Now, while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldier, saying, "Tell them, His disciples came at night and stole Him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure." So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Now, until this day, in Matthew 28, 11 through 15, refers up until the time that Matthew recorded this account. Had the guards stolen the body on the day of Pentecost, when Peter and the apostles preached that Jesus had risen from the dead, the enemies of Christ could have brought out the body and said, "Look, Jesus did not rise from the dead, as these men are saying. Here is his dead body that we took out of the tomb. However, they did not do so. They did not do that because Jesus really rose from the dead. And so when Peter preached that first gospel sermon, as recorded in Acts chapter 2, verses 22 through 36, he made the arguments that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that he truly rose from the dead. You see, that is the only possible explanation for the empty tomb. Jesus rose from the dead. And there is plenty of evidence to prove Jesus actually rose from the dead. Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. Romans chapter 1 and verse 4. Paul gives us proof of the fact that Jesus really rose from the dead. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, that is, Peter, then by the 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then last of all, he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. Paul says, after Jesus rose from the dead, not only did the apostles see him, but more than 500 brethren at once. More than 500 eyewitnesses that Jesus rose from the dead. You see, Christianity is based upon the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. If he did not, we are of all men the most pitiable. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 19. Peter adds his testimony to that of the Apostle Paul. In his second epistle, Peter says, "For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mount." And so Peter in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 18, also adds his testimony that the apostles were eyewitnesses of the resurrection. The apostle Paul tells us that. The apostle Peter tells us that. Then also the apostle John uses plural pronouns to prove that Jesus is the Christ. The apostles gave up everything because they knew Jesus really rose from the dead. John says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness, and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ. When John uses all of these plural pronouns, talking about we and us, he's talking about all of the apostles and all of those who bore witness to the resurrection. Yes, Jesus rose from the dead, never to die again, and he now lives in heaven for all of eternity, reigning and ruling over his kingdom, the church. Jesus is unlike any other religious leader in history. There have been many religious leaders in the history of mankind. Every one of them died. Not only did every one of them die, they are still dead. And they are waiting for the coming judgment when Jesus will return and will judge the world in righteousness. Every religious leader, no matter how great they may have been, have died and are still dead. But Jesus died, rose from the dead, never to die again. Christianity is the greatest religion in the world because it offers hope for eternal life in heaven with the resurrected Savior. It is the greatest proof that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. We hope that you'll take the time and be with us next time.